It is 11:30. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today. We keep hearing in the media and everywhere you turn at the moment about the skyrocketing cost of living. What was CPI last week? I think it came out at something like 7.8%, which is even higher than experts predicted. Then, of course, you roll into that, perhaps Christmas debts. And today, back to school. When does it stop? The good news is help is at hand. Let's find out what is available in the community today with the Acting Manager of Client Engagement and Community from CAFS. It's Stacey Lee. Good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on the show. Your job, tell us what you do day to day as Client Engagement and Community Manager.
Yes, yeah, sure. So I look after the intake at CAFS as well as the financial counselling, gamblers help and housing homelessness team. So part of the intake program is that we do undertake intake for a number of CAFS programs that are at CAFS, and they range from, you know, financial counselling to gamblers help to housing homelessness, parenting programs, child contact centre, which is at Ballarat and Ararat, the men's behaviour change program. We've got a program, adolescent violence in the home, as well as dad's toolkit program.
The programs are extensive. I think as locals, we could probably be accused of taking CAFS a little bit for granted. You know, we might walk past your wonderful building in the CBD every day and think, oh yeah, child and family services, CAFS. But it goes a whole lot deeper than that, as you've just mentioned.
Yes, it does. I think CAFS are well known for their role in foster care and recruiting to foster carers, which is a really important role. But we also have a huge range of free programs that anyone in the community can access at CAFS as well.
I mentioned, Stacey, about the cost of living, back to school, Christmas debts. These things combined, are you seeing the perfect storm at the moment?
Yes, it's very hard for families at the moment. You know, Christmas is really expensive. School holidays are really expensive for families, you know, entertaining children, as well as the back to school costs, books, uniform, that sort of thing. And so we've got a group of financial counsellors at CAFS who can assist anyone with financial hardship where due to debts. And so we encourage people to make contact early if they're looking at, they're struggling financially, to call in to CAFS or come give us a call and we can work with anyone at an earlier stage. It's really important to address those things at an early stage. We've also got a Thread Together program at CAFS where we offer free clothing for anyone. They can access that 3 to 4 times a year. You can access it by going and visiting at the hub, or if someone's not sure about attending the store, we can also organise packages for someone.
Wow.
They would just need to contact CAFS and we can have a chat to them about what their needs are and then work out the best course of action for someone.
So say if I was going for a job interview but I didn't think my wardrobe was appropriate, this is where Thread Together jumps in?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Clothing for all ranges of people, ages, they have access to a range of different clothing and you can go in there. We've got volunteers that support you to pick out items of clothing and so whatever your needs are, they'll support you to access and clothes.
The financial counselling must be an interesting one too. Do you often see, Stacey, that people are just making pretty basic errors, something that you and your expert team can turn around quickly and actually make a financial difference?
Yeah, definitely. The financial counselling team work with creditors to try and manage that debt that someone might have. And so sometimes just about guiding them around managing those debts as well as budgeting, those sort of things as well.
Yeah. The other thing to look out for at the moment is our mortgages. For those who are on locked-in rates, if they're about to go to variable, your phone might be running hot,
I think. Yes, I think that'll impact on a lot of people.
And the family support programs you offer as well, Stacey, tell us about those.
Yeah. So the family support programs have a number of different parenting programs. So they have a range of different programs that range from 8-week to 9-week programs supporting parents with babies through to teens and also parents that have an intellectual disability or a learning difficulty as well.
And Stacey, do you find that the initial contact with CAFS can be a difficult one for people? It's almost a bit of pride they have to put on the shelf to say, hey, CAFS, I need your help.
Yes, I think that's true. I would like to dispel that for people too wanting to contact CAFS. If you're wanting to access one of the programs that I've spoken about, you'll be put through to our client engagement team, which is intake at CAFS. And so they'll spend time listening to what's happening for you during that phone call and take the time to listen to what's happening. What we do is we look at programs that CAFS might have that might be suitable for you depending on your needs, and then we'll talk to you about what those programs are and how that process works. We're a central intake program, so we'll look at all the programs that CAFS have, so we won't just focus on what you're calling for. So we'll ask you a few questions just to gather some more information to see whether there's another program that CAFS offer that we might be able to assist you with as well. But it's led by you, really. It's led by the person. If we identify two programs but they're only wanting to focus on, say, financial counselling, then we'll tell them about the other program. They can always call back at another time. Okay.
Totally their call.
Definitely.
As to how many they do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I would imagine people would be surprised sometimes. They might go in to find out about the financial counselling course and come away with a raft of things they can do through CAFS.
That's right. That's definitely right. And the other service that we offer is if CAFS don't have that program that someone might need assistance with, we are aware of the other programs that are out in the Ballarat community as well. So we can provide contact details for those programs too. So we don't just send people away and say, sorry, we can't help you. Mm. We give you the information about where you might be able to access that support too.
Stacey, I called the bank the other day. About 90 minutes later, I got to speak to someone somewhere else around Australia. I would imagine that is not the case at CAFS. You're happy to take a call and you and your local team are there all the time.
Definitely. So we've got someone rostered on to take calls, as well as calling into the CAFS office in Lydiard Street as well. Someone is rostered on to speak with anyone that comes into the office or calling through to the CAFS team.
Okay, the old-fashioned way. We like that. There's a raft of services offered through CAFS. Please reach out, especially at this really challenging time of year. Details at cafs.org.au. Stacey Lee, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Thanks, Brett.